Dish Nation.
Is Kamora Lee Simmons shading her daughter online?
Ooh, and Noah Cyrus and they might baby have her eyes on her sister Miley's ex-husband.
Ooh.
Plus, Brat and Gary are back from Disney World, and we'll see a little bit of how that went. Plus, we have the one and only Tammy Roman joining us later on the show as well. But first, Tanner, what you got, homie?
All right, well, HK, it looks like country star Morgan Wallen decided to be somebody's problem, like the lyrics in his song. Reportedly, he was arrested in Nashville, Tennessee, after allegedly throwing a chair off of a rooftop bar over the weekend. And get this, it landed next to two police officers.
No.
Yeah, bad luck.
Oh, wow.
According to court docs, Morgan has been charged with 3 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct. His arrest comes as he kicked off his One Night at a Time tour in Indianapolis.
Mm. They shouldn't arrest him. I mean, maybe the chair was in the way.
Why would he throw a chair off a rooftop?
If it's in your way, throw it off and get it out the way.
You should have killed somebody.
You could have just pushed it to the side. You don't got to throw it off the roof.
They shouldn't arrest him for that. They could arrest people for worse things.
That chair could have killed somebody.
Do. They're usually black.
He not black?
No, he's very white.
Oh,
he's very Caucasian.
His hair looks black.
Yeah. But, like, this dude has been, like, on a crime spree. But, like, light crimes. You remember, like, he got caught saying the N-word, like, that's very loudly, and that got him kicked off SNL.
Yeah.
And then right before he was supposed to go back on SNL, like, he was, like, open mouth kissing some chicks during COVID.
That's right, yeah. That's exactly
this
it.
This dude is the Ezra Miller of country music.
Oh, wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah, he do stupid things for attention, probably.
It's kind of one of those old school country guys.
He should just let the mustache grow to complete the look.
Right.
Well, y'all, Kamora Lee Simmons ain't throwing chairs. She is throwing shade, allegedly, at her daughter Aoki after photos surfaced of her kissing a much older man. His name is Vittorio Asaf. And Kamora shared her motherly frustration of the match with the reel on IG of a mama panda trying to control a wayward cub with the caption, "On my last nerve right now." What y'all think of this post, y'all? What y'all think it mean? Is she mad at her daughter?
She's
or do you
a
think
hater.
She's talking about something else?
She is a. You are hating your daughter because she is younger, have a more beautiful body now. You did the same thing with Russell Simmons. He was damn. She was 18. He was almost 90. And she, now your daughter doing it. So now you're going to hate your daughter?
I rounded up so strong
that
with Russell Simmons. He wasn't that old, man.
Russell is 18. He's 18 years older than Kamora, which is different than the 44 years older.
And Kamora has no reason to hate on her daughter. She probably just wants the best for her daughter and feels like this man is kind of older, kind of too much older.
Is it possible for, like, women to be into, like, a real hairy and big gut and, like, a walrus built? Like,
anything's possible.
It sure is. Women are like to young men with muscles and all that other stuff.
Yeah, they like that. Yeah.
Okay, so give me a good old man, honey.
With a belly.
No, that's right.
You want a big old belly?
A hairy belly.
With unlimited coins, honey. He could have a belly from here to Jerusalem. How much money you got? No. Thank you, please, honey.
Well, all right then. Well, moving on. So, Brat, you and Gary and the rest of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show crew broadcasting from Disney World. And somebody convinced y'all to jump on what looked like a kiddie roller coaster.
Yes.
And, of course, Gary, he took it like a G. Take a look. And by G, I mean girl.
Wow.
Really, man?
Funny.
They lied. First of all, Maria lied.
What she said?
What?
She told me Gary is just gonna build a little.
It's a children's ride.
I don't care who the ride. I don't like no damn
dwarfs.
I don't like dips and all that damn stuff. She lied to me and told me it's not gonna have all that. Get on the ride, and I got on the damn ride. Just like the ride before that ride, the Tron ride. I don't like rides. So, damn it, I did it for the team, because I did it because I wanted to have a good weekend.
But you went to, like, the most ridiest place in the world. You
Disney
went to
Land?
Disney. It's mostly rides.
Right.
Well, but still, like I said, I did it because I wanted to have a good weekend. So that's why I got on them damn rides, but that won't happen again.
Yeah, the woman I behind you wasn't even holding. Her hands were up in the air.
The other day, you had said, when my wife bought me a car, I cried like a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, touche, bitch.
Brad, that's different.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, Noah Cyrus is out here stomping in her messy boots. Lord have mercy. We all know she's been beefing with her mom, Tish Cyrus, for marrying her ex-boo-thang, Dominic Purcell. Ooh, well, she also has smoke for her big sister, Miley Cyrus, for supporting the union. Mm. Oh, Lord. So guess what she did?
What?
Ooh, she went and liked Miley's ex-husband's Liam Hemsworth recent selfie of him flexing his muscles on the gram. Oh. Now, that is messy.
Oh, my God.
That is wild petty.
She shouldn't have did that. What y'all think? Y'all think she's trying to get under Miley's skin or what?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yes.
It's already bad that the mom allegedly took the dude from the daughter. Now you gonna go after your sister's ex?
Like, is there, okay, so it, for, with men, there's like bro code, and it's like you would have to like get very explicit approval. Like, hey, I know she's your ex, but is it okay if we do, like, really like her, whatever. How does this work with mothers and daughters? Like,
messy.
You would just assume that anyone that your daughter hooked up with, would, you know.
It's messy. The mama can't find nobody else.
This is only acceptable on the internet.
But why would you look for somebody when you got all what you need right there?
What do you mean?
If that boy or that man is right there in that house with the mom and the daughter, why should the mama go look all over the world when she got the man she need right there? The mom and the daughter broke up.
No.
So you just get right there.
So you're saying it is okay for the mother to repo the man from the daughter?
Yes.
Got you. Got you. Have you guys ever made a petty like on Instagram? Just go, like, go hit a couple, smash a couple hearts, smash a couple likes just to hope somebody sees
it?
That's
just, to be petty, no. At somebody else's significant other, no.
Yeah, me neither.
And as petty as I could be, no.
No.
You don't know how to work social media.
Thank you, bitch, okay?
Yeah. He just nodded his head and said, I like this post. But I think
of it. Well, y'all, let's get into this, honey.
What the hair?
Now, what in the Farrah Fawcett happened here, baby? Tell us how, honey. He sat down, y'all, for a full interview, honey, with his Pimp Juice energy. Now, he said this is
you
his look, baby, for a new film. But are we feeling it?
Oh. All right, man. So I don't know much about, like,
oh, not what in the Farrah Fawcett.
Is that his real hair or is that a wig?
That has to be a wig,
that's
right?
A wig. That's it.
Because he did have that good hair at one point in time, right?
I don't think it ever grew that long.
Oh, no, honey. Baby.
How can you even have a serious conversation with somebody whose hair looked like that?
Yo.
I don't know.
That is literally what my mom's hair looked like. Back
he rocking the Shell Donna?
He's rocking the Shell Donna. Yeah. I appreciate the cut, though.
It's cute.
I can't.
I cannot wait to see whatever movie this is.
This is hair, no.
He might be doing the Al Sharpton story. He's got to give it Al Sharpton.
I mean, if he gonna do it, he need to dye his beard.
Okay, exactly.
Everything need to match.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be something from the 70s, because he's got the shirt unbuckled, too, you know?
Yeah. Maybe he's the one of the BGs.
One of the BGs.
You can tell by the way I'm.
I got woman's hair. No time to talk. All right, coming up, Gary, don't hate, but Don Lemon said I do.
Aww.
We'll dish on that after the break. He found him a man, Gary.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Well, Don Lemon is officially a married man, Gary. He's off the market. Don and his longtime partner, Tim Malone, made it official this past weekend after being engaged for 5 years. As you can see in these exclusive photos brought to us by People Magazine, the two wed in a New York City ceremony attended by 140 guests, including A-listers like Matt Lauer, Clive Davis, Tamron Hall, and Alec and Hilaria Baldwin, just to name a few. For more photos of the couple's big day, go to people.com. I'm so happy for Don.
Yeah. Really?
Because he kind of had like a crazy like last couple years, man. So to see him like see some light at the end of his tunnel, it's pretty cool.
It's not that I'm sad for this girl, but honey, it's not that I'm turning flips happy. This girl just got how many? $24 million?
Yeah.
From her former job, and now this man decided to marry her after she get the money.
I mean, but five years is a long engagement.
Yeah. It sure is. But it's 5 years to determine, honey, if you want to stay or not, because he wouldn't know about a real estate broker and Ms. Lemon making all the money. But that's neither here nor there.
A real estate broker's a good job.
Yeah, but it ain't Don Lemon job.
Not everybody has Don Lemon jobs. Like, to get paid $24 million because you got fired and then to get your job back is outstanding.
I wonder if he made him sign a prenup, honey. That's my question, honey. Did Don make him sign a prenup?
Don't worry about that, Gary. Let them just be happy.
Well, I will say this, though. Now, from all the people, the guests that they talked about, I'm very offended.
The what?
Because he did not have Robin Roberts. I didn't see her name and her new white wife. I didn't see... what's his name? RuPaul and her husband, her white husband. I didn't see Wanda Sykes and her white wife. I didn't see none of these people there. So I'm just wondering, girl, honey. I didn't even see Oprah and Gayle. So, but nevertheless, that's good, though. We love you, Dawn.
But do you really love
me? I love Dawn.
All right, we're moving on. It's time for...
Dish coming!
Now, at the inauguration of the Paris Aquatic Center, a venue slated for the Olympic Summer Games, French diver Alexis Jandard dived right into a nice little bowl of humiliation. Right? Now, Alexis shared a video of what the dive should have looked like versus what we actually got. Check this out.
Oh, very impressive.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn, is this thing, is it a knife, the diving board?
Well, you know, it's scratchy on top.
Yeah, it's not smooth at all. Like,
oh, my
thing.
Goodness.
Yeah, wow. Yo, man, like, I would have said, man, that earthquake, did y'all feel that?
Yeah.
If those sharks would have been so tight, he probably could have made it, but I guess.
All high divers, they wear Speedos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they wore thongs, but anyway, I guess.
Like, how would you have played that off if you was that diver and, you know, you trying to qualify or just prove to people you the baddest in your sport?
I'd have just crawled to the locker room and put my clothes on and left out the back door.
I would have definitely, like, I would have legitimately thought, like, how long can I hold my breath, and do I slowly float to the bottom just to make everyone think that, like, maybe I hit my head on accident and that's why I fell, you know? Like, how long can I stay down there before somebody comes to get me?
Oh, man, I had a stroke.
Yeah. Y'all didn't see that?
I got dizzy up there after the second jump. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all, the one and only Tammy Roman is in the building, and she's dishing all about being booked and busy and much more, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back.
Hey.
All right, we got some company, folks. She's an actress, a mother, a wife, executive producer, director, and author. And we can't forget a reality TV OG. Everybody give it up for my girl, Tammy Roman. Hey, Tammy, what's up?
How you doing?
Girl, I can't complain at all. What's going on? Welcome to Dish. You
Thank
ready to
you.
Have some fun with
I
us?
I am. I'm very excited to be here.
Good. Let's do it.
Well, okay, honey. Now, we're going to have some fun, niece. All right, child? So, Tammy, now you host MTV's Caught in the Act Unfaithful, baby, after doing so many episodes, honey. So, who do you think is better at lying, men or women?
Women.
Really?
Women are definitely better at lying.
Oh, better. Yeah, y'all
are. But a lot of times we don't have to lie with men. We can just give y'all a little bit of the truth and y'all will fall for it.
That's in lie neighborhood. Lie
no, a little bit of the truth is not a lie.
If a guy was to say that, they'd be like, oh, you want me to tell her the half truth? That's a lie. But, you know.
Let's put it to the test. I mean, what would you tell me if you were cheating?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
See, the difference is, I would say, babe, I went out with my girls. We went to go have a nice little dinner, spent a little time, went to the club afterwards. Now, what you wouldn't know is that my side piece might have been with me, but I told you a little bit of the truth, which is what I was still with my girls. Yeah.
Sometimes the more details that are told is like, why are you telling me all of this?
No. I'm saying when omission is how y'all get caught.
Fair enough. Now, among other things, you just wrapped season 4 of Miss Pat.
Yes.
What is your favorite part of working on that set? Because she's so fun.
Miss
Pat. The cast is so dope.
Miss Pat is my favorite part of working on that show because a lot of people don't know that every episode is kind of based on something that comes from her life. Mm-hmm. And so we're telling her story. We're bringing all of her moments to life.
Now, Tammy, we've actually got something in common. I dip and dab a little in stand-up comedy, get out there and do some of that. Please. Do you have a comedy special in the works?
I do have a comedy special in the works.
Oh, that's what's up.
I see, you know, T.I. out here doing comedy, so I figured, well, why not me, Joe?
Right.
You know, and so I got the Bonner Chronicles, and that's got a built-in audience. We did a 10-city tour that we sold out. It was amazing. So I said, hey, now it's time to film that special.
We want to tell you congratulations on House of Vicious being picked up season 2.
Yes.
Now, in this show, your character Chantel is a savage and a boss, and she gets into some pretty wild stuff. So how much can Tammy Roman relate to Chantel?
Well...
Uh-oh.
I don't do as many drugs as Chantel
Just
does.
A few.
I think a lot of Chantel is me. because I do consider myself a boss.
Yes.
Okay. So there's that.
I'll hat you with.
And I do want things to work a certain way. Right. Okay. So there's that. But that would be the biggest difference. Mm. Like, but I love playing her.
Well, like you just mentioned, just curious, as a boss of a fashion company, would you hire Gary to work for you? And if so, or if so not, why?
I don't know.
Why you don't be smiling in her face trying to bribe her? Smiling and blinking and winking.
I don't know if I would hire Gary. What are this season's fall colors?
Ooh. Oh, honey, red and blue.
What?
Actually, it's aubergine and hunter green.
Ooh, and you should know that.
I said that.
You should know that.
Is that what you said?
It was just in French.
I got it.
So based on what he threw out there, is Gary hireable?
No.
What, girl?
Because you have to know what's coming in season, coming up.
This is summer.
And I said, what's fall? Because the way the fashion industry works is the season you're in is not the season you're trying to
sell
to.
But the people I socialize with wear the colors for the season. Sorry, Tammy.
That means you're stuck and you need to move forward. All right, y'all, stay right here because we got more with our girl Tammy Roman after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, and we are back with our girl Tammy Roman and Gary, or TT Gary as we should call you. We see you rocking a bonnet over there.
Yes, honey, it's fabulous. Okay, I was just trying to get my bonnet chronicles on. So Tammy, yes. Do you like?
I do like it, it's cute.
Beautiful, thank you.
All right, so real quick, Tammy, we're gonna have you give us some of that chronicle, we're gonna have you give some of that bonnet chronicle advice to a couple celebs out there. Could you help us out?
Oh, yes. Wow.
All right, Young Miami, you already know that she was or is still Diddy's boo, and she's like in the hot seat right now. What advice would you give the Young Miami?
Young Miami, here's the thing. I used to want to be a city girl, and then I realized that I was 2 buses and 3 exits away, so I'm definitely a suburbs type of bitch. But I want Young Miami to stay offline. You know what I mean? You don't got to explain anything to anybody, you know, because right now this situation is giving a little, you know, sexually, you know, offensive crimes are explicitly heinous.
Yeah, like,
you know, so just lay low. You better lay low.
You better lay low.
Now, Gary with the T and Tana, they both out here single in these streets. Mm. Some would even say their dating life is in shambles.
Oh.
What should they do differently?
Tana, why is your dating life in shambles?
My dating life, Tammy, my dating life is pretty exciting a lot of the time.
Is it?
Yeah, yes.
When?
Yeah. Hmm? Wait, come on, Brad.
Oh,
she's a guest.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry.
I go on dates.
Gary, why are you in shambles?
Thank you, Tammy, because I'm trying to see Jesus' face, honey, so I ain't worried about all that.
Not in a pink bonnet.
Okay.
Everybody that's outside said they don't want to be outside.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's
ain't
true.
Nothing
true.
Outside.
Ain't nothing outside.
Ain't nothing outside, but a lot of hardship, struggle, and strife.
And trying
that's
to find somebody.
Once you got somebody, you need to stay 10 toes down with that person. I'm telling you now.
With all them cheering, you better.
I'm with you. Let me clap my 10 toes, too.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.